You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Beyond the Veil with your medium, Shelly Seanwald. Shelly Seanwald. Live from yourmedium.ca.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Beyond the Veil
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Beyond the Veil. I'm your host, Shelly Seanwald. I'm an evidential medium walking alongside those who are experiencing grief and loss. If your heart has been heavy, if you've been wishing for just one more moment, one more sign, you're in the right place. On this show, I share live readings, real connections with loved ones in spirit, bringing through messages of comfort, love, and reassurance. I do offer private readings worldwide as well, and you can learn more at my website, www.yourmedium.ca. Now stay with me. This space is here to remind you that love is never lost. Now, as I was sitting before the show, Spirit said to me, if not now, then when? And it's a phrase that we do hear out there. And, you know, sometimes we think it's a bit corny, but Spirit wants to remind us that we are the makers of our destiny. You know, if we sit on the sidelines and we hope for change, we hope for, a new job or a new home or whatever it is that we are hoping to have, there's not much help that people in spirit can offer. They want to see us an active part in our own growth. And when you are active in your own growth, is when you will see spirit come in and help you in amazing ways. Now, we've all had people in their lives that say, oh, I wish, or I'll be happy when. Well, why not be happy right now? What's holding us back from doing things that we want in our lives? You know, sometimes there is financial restraints. You know, we can't plan the 5-star vacation. Maybe we have to go with something a little bit smaller. But that does not mean you can't get out there and enjoy life. And we often hope that good will just land in our lap. Well, Spirit wants to remind us that good comes when we put good out there. It's all in our mindset, and it's all how we make our way through life. Positive brings positive. So we are going to have a caller now. I'm just waiting to see who's with us. And we've got Danielle and Aho. Ah, hi. I've never heard of that place. How are you doing, Danielle?
I'm good.
You're good? Good.
Yeah.
All right. So what brings you to the show tonight? Because I feel like there's a man in spirit kind of waiting to chat with you.
Well, probably, yeah, that would be it. I haven't heard from him in a long time.
Okay. All right. So I'm asking him to step a little bit closer. Now, this doesn't feel like... doesn't feel like father or anything. It feels more like a relationship.
Yeah, it's my husband.
Okay. Yes, yes, because I get in the romantic vibes. But do you also have a father in spirit, or does he have father in spirit? Because there's also somebody there with him kind of lending the energy.
No, I have my mom and my grandmother, but not my father.
Okay. There's a man there with him, but we're just going to focus on him because he's saying, my turn.
<That's> okay.
Yes, he's very excited to talk to you because he knows he's been on your mind lately, Danielle.
Yes, but he hasn't sent me any signs.
Okay. Why haven't you sent her any signs? Okay, so is there's some sort of anniversary or something coming up that's special to you two? A date?
There's a date coming up, but it's not really special.
Okay, but he's making mention of it for you. Okay.
Well, maybe that's what he's talking. Okay. We got married on my birthday, but that's not till October.
Okay. No, it's not something like that. It just feels like a special date coming up. Something he wants to be or would want to be around for. Okay. Now it's around for you though.
He wants to be there for me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, it's 4th of July.
Okay. Oh, yes. I guess that's all coming up, isn't it? Now, I just got a flash of some type of uniform. Who wears a uniform or wore a uniform?
Not him.
Okay.
No, it's not him.
He's making reference to someone in uniform.
Well, I have an uncle that passed that was a police officer for a long, long time. Oh. That's the only one I can think of.
Ah, okay. So that's the man that's there with him. Okay. Aha. Uh-huh. All right. Okay, let's go back to your husband. Yeah, he just wants you to know these people are there. But around this date, it is just, you've been thinking about him because you would have done something together. 4th of July.
No, that's when he committed suicide.
Okay.
And it's very hard for me. It's a very hard day for me.
Okay. Now, why? But he's telling me you would have done something together. But he... Okay. Because this is a special date, obviously. And there's generally lots of celebrations going on. And what he's saying to me is that, did you guys have plans for that day when he passed?
It was just like out of the blue. Like the next day he was supposed to start a new job. Like our lives were supposed to start and he just decided
plans
to take it a different way. So.
Okay. Because he's making reference. There was something supposed to happen, but he wasn't there. So he's coming in and he wants to say sorry for all of that because, you know, he's showing me like it sent your life onto a different trajectory. It's like a marble hit another marble and went flying off into left field. And he's saying you couldn't have known. You couldn't have known. He says he kept that all very, very hush-hush, very secret. Yeah. It's like his own personal demons.
Yeah.
Now, like he's saying he didn't even leave a good explanation for you.
Nope.
Just nothing. He's telling me he had tunnel vision at that point in time. And nothing could stop him. He's saying that there was a lot of pain. And he's so sure, sorry, he didn't share that with you because he's saying to me that he's heard your conversations with him after he's passed. Like, why didn't you say something? And he's very sorry he couldn't be more open with you because you deserve so much more than that, Danielle. Oh, I see butterflies. Are there butterflies around in odd times for you?
That would be my grandmother. She sends me butterflies.
Okay, because he's talking about the butterflies and he's me too. It's me too. This isn't that long ago, is what he's saying. It feels like yesterday.
Yeah.
Now he made,
Well, for him, because whenever I do have a chance to talk to him, he acts like it's only been a few, you know, like a few days or a few minutes since it happened. But
yeah,
it's not like that for me.
Because now what he's saying is he's seeing you on your own, and you're afraid to love again. That's what he's saying to me. Does that ring true for you, Danielle?
Yes.
No. He wants you to know it won't be like that this time. And he wants you to be happy. Because it feels like you're holding on to a bit of a string from the past to this. Now, he's telling me that you are very guarded in general now after his passing, and he's taking responsibility for that. And he just so badly wants you to be happy again, Danielle. Now, he shows me him standing beside you in the kitchen. And you'll be cooking or something and you'll cry. And he knows, he feels responsible for that. He feels responsible for your tears even today because they still come. And he says, I know I can't take your pain away, but I can be your support to get better. He has a lot of love for you, Danielle, and he wants to help you through this. And he's saying, continue to talk to me. And send me love. It helps him heal, and he's going to help you through this too, because he wants you to start again. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But he's saying, talk to me when you're in the kitchen. I don't know why he's saying that, if there was conversations or things that went on there, but talk to him when you're in the kitchen.
I guess it usually.
Yeah. And it he'll be in there for you. He's there and he's watching, and he'll give you that love and support. And he wants you to enjoy life again, Daniel. And he says, so sorry. He's so sorry that he wasn't there to carry life on with you. May I leave him with you? You okay?
Yeah.
All right. Take care of yourself, Danielle, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you. I'm just happy to help. Well, thank you everyone for being here and witnessing these live connections today. Sometimes they can be very raw and emotional. And if you're feeling called to experience a reading of your own, I do offer them worldwide. You can find all the details on my website, and take care, and I'll see you next time.